Morning Alarm by Chris Kuhn. This morning was different. I awoke to a clatter and a barrage of pounding rainstorms bearing down on the patio cement. Yesterday started sunnier but got progressively darker. The day before, clearer. And the day before that was clearest of them all. One can never predict what a new day will bring. And so today, it has brought me this, and I must learn to make this work. Only problem. I'd rather just bury my head under the covers and attempt to wish the storms away. Some mornings start beautifully, but by evening turn dismal or unbearable. Other days may start with a whimper, but leave you cheering and chanting hallelujahs by nightfall, even though you might be sitting in darkness. Sometimes being in the dark is not so bad. With nothing unfathomable to see and no need to look away, you can simply keep your gaze aligned forward and hope that maybe at some point, at some pivotal moment, you'll feel warmth and clarity from light, buried deep within, looking for an escape hatch. And then there are those days, like the other day, when you wish the light would not shine so brightly in your eyes, when the darkness is welcomed, comforting even. I don't mind the rain so much, the darkness even. I can flip on a lamp after all. Perhaps it's the uncertainty of the downpours. When will they be over? When can I finally get back to what it was that I was supposed to be doing? Still, although a little rain can be nice, no one likes walking through their day feeling like a drenched rat. Or those days when, no matter how many different umbrellas you open, all of them swiftly fly upwards, leaving you exposed and drowning in irony and feeling like the one rain-soaked bystander with a slew of broken umbrellas lying at your feet. A speck of sunshine is nestled in those hovering clouds. I just know it. I'm sure of it. How to find it's yet to be uncovered. But I'm a stubborn woman, not to mention a feisty Greek. I'll get to the bottom of this. You can bet on it. I just hope I don't lose power first.